trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast, brought to you by Venue Media.
Hey, your Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, the Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
The shit? We're just talking shit.
That's it. We got sports. Got all kind of stuff.
Do you? All right, let's do it.
All right.
Rock and roll, 3, 2, 1, the Hub Show. Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield from left field.
That's me. I'm over here.
That is you.
Yeah.
You are here. All right. We got us in the house. Comedian extraordinaire, Mr. Jerry Harper, is back with us.
Right.
How's it going, Jerry?
Ooh, I got a good topic we've got to get into.
All right, let's go.
It's been bothering the shit out of me all week.
Let's go.
And then Jerry's got a guest he brought with him.
Yeah.
Mr. Brian Dozier, is that it?
Dozier.
Brian Dozier.
Yes. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
They call him, they play a lot of Call of Duty lately. I believe there's a Dozier something on there. Some kind of... I'm getting a lot of ticking.
You getting the helicopter again?
I'm getting a whole lot of ticking going on. Sounds like the choppers are coming in.
Wait, did it go away?
I'm getting PTSD.
It's still there, huh? Do that thing with the...
Hey, what?
There you go.
Oh, I got to take the...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Have to fix it there.
Right. Oh, this is like when we were kids and you used to have to hold the TV antenna at a certain angle, right?
That's you, man.
I need to put some aluminum foil on my head.
That is right.
And just stand over by the window to get signal.
Get some bunny ears while you at it.
That's right.
So Brian Dozier?
Yes.
I said it right?
No, Dozier.
Dozier.
Bulldozer. There
like
you go.
Like
D-O-S-S-E-R.
He's getting the French pronunciation.
I know,
D-O-Z.
Right?
You got a Z in there.
But you know the irony,
badass.
Jerry, if I didn't say it that way, he would have corrected me and gone back the other way. So that's how it goes. So, Jerry, you're a comedian. Brian, you're an up-and-coming comic?
Yes.
How old are you, dude?
19.
Nice.
You forgot for a second how old you are?
I forgot my age.
I didn't start forgetting my age until after 21.
I want to forget my age. I'm 45. All right, rocking on there.
Right.
It's the sugar.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know why I forgot my age after I was 21?
Why?
Because I ran out of digits. You know? I used all my fingers, my toes, and my extra man digit. And then I got to 22 and I was like, I don't know what to do.
I never thought about that. Rock on, Chris.
Yeah.
So what, you had something to say there, Chris?
Yes.
Something's on your mind?
Yes. We mentioned this in the group text.
Sure.
Thing. Straw papers.
Group things. Yeah.
Straw papers have been bothering me lately. And
in,
I think it's a, I think this
straws.
Is an interesting subject.
As in drinking straws.
Right.
Gotcha.
As in drinking straws, right? There used to be a time of the day when you could take the straw and just bounce it on your knee a couple
right.
times and the straw would pop out of the paper. Sometimes right. you could even take it and like loosen it up a little bit and blow in the end and it would like shoot across
yeah,
and you could
I
hit people
that, yeah.
across the table from you.
Good mm-hmm. times.
What happened to those days? what's going on? Is it the
yeah.
straw? Is it the paper? Is it the glue that holds the paper together? Why is it now when I bump it on my knee, the straw snaps in half, it gets cracks in it?
And yeah, everyone's looking
the
at
the paper doesn't come off.
Right, everyone's looking at cut corners, man.
2018, times have changed, man.
I mean, I was thinking that maybe the issue is that the glue technology that the paper company is using has a stronger tensile strength these days than the actual people making the straws, right? It used to be that the paper would just slide off the straw easy.
Right.
Now the glue is holding the paper together way too tight.
That's it.
And the straws can't break the paper.
Stress and strife, and this is what's on Chris's mind, I tell you what, man.
Right. Or either that, or it's the fact that the straw isn't waxy anymore. Now they're made out of, like, hippy-dippy recycled materials and shit.
Who knows
right?
what you're putting in your mouth, huh, Chris?
And the outside of the straw feels... rough to the texture. It
right.
used to be fresh, clean plastic, right? And the paper would just slick.
Chris
right
would
off
walk
of it.
Around and touch and, straws. Yeah.
And my thing is, how many sips do you get before the straw just becomes soggy? Like, you know,
Huh? Paper straws?
Yeah.
Right? Paper straws? You using paper straws?
No. I'm asking.
He's asking. You're just straw have, man here, dude.
Well, I'm using plastic straws still.
Okay, you're still on, okay. No, yeah. I'm still on plastic, too.
But you missed the paper straws. Which is it?
No, I'm talking about the paper sleeve that comes off the straw.
Okay.
Ah, gotcha. I know, right?
He was out there a little bit.
The paper sleeve is breaking the plastic straws before you can get the straw out of the sleeve.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Brian, how old are you?
19.
19, right? You remember that? Okay.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about what you're talking about, Chris.
Like you used to go to McDonald's and just be like, pop, pop, pop it on the knee, and then you would pull the plastic out and throw the paper aside.
On the floor.
Now you go pop, pop, and the straw snaps inside the paper. Right, it just snaps and breaks. It bends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my original
thought. My straw gets cuts on them. Before you crack them open, they already have like a pre-cut in them.
Yeah, right.
And he knows what's up.
It's like water squirting out of it while you're.
You have to flip the straw over, and then eventually, like you run out, you get like halfway through your drink, and then you're blowing in air bubbles. You're just sucking in like
some first world problems here, folks.
Right?
It's like they try to sabotage you.
You're setting me up.
Do you, Chris, in your observation, do you find some restaurants have better straws than others?
It's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A's got their shit together.
They win the straw contest.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the group text.
You did.
Too.
That's why I said the whole world needs to hear it. Chris.
Yeah, I think that Chick-fil-A is excelling in the details. You know, it's a Christian run company. But the devil's in the details.
Yes, that's
They have
Mr. Slick.
Their fry containers don't have those holes in the sides of them, so the fries don't fall out in your lap when you're eating them.
Crazy.
They have ketchup containers that can be both dippable and squeezable.
Interesting.
They take their straws are in plastic wrappers with plastic straws, so you can just slip it right out. They use the clear plastic wrappers around their straws.
Right. Gotcha.
I mean, whoever's running that company
is doing it right.
Is doing it right.
and you miss one.
What's that?
I hear they have the best ice.
Yes, their ice is like their
Chick-fil-A
ice is like little
the best ice?
It's like little itty bitty balls
almost
and they're
like
chewable.
Frosties, that's crazy!
Wow,
I
never noticed. I just get a drink and go drink it, dude.
Oh, when you're done, you can just chew the ice like it's a snack. That's great.
I know a chick who goes there just for the ice,
right?
Just for the ice.
I don't know how
she goes because it's free.
I don't know how Chick-fil-A can pay attention to all these details. And get away with it, and none of the other companies
are doing
it.
You're the only person I know who's mentioned these details, man.
None of the other companies are doing it.
They're asleep at the wheel, aren't they, man?
They are.
The things that keep you coming back, huh, Chris?
That's right. And I'm not even a Chick-fil-A fan of the food.
No?
I mean, I don't find anything amazing about the food.
Yeah, but you also break for Roy Rogers, so there's something to be said about that. You can keep a Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers has the best sandwiches ever.
Gold Rush.
That's right.
Oh my God, the two of you. Seriously?
You pull up to the window and they say you could have like that the double R bar burger on your mind,
right?
But when you pull up to the menu and that girl back there, she goes, "Would you like to have a Gold Rush chicken sandwich?" I was like, "Yes."
Dude, I've been
you just
in Maryland,
changed my mind
I've been
every
in Maryland
time
for five years and I have not heard someone talk so much about Roy Rogers.
Right.
I
grew up in Montgomery County, and we had one or two options. You either fell on one or two sides of the straw, so to speak.
Either
you worked for McDonald's or you worked at Roy Rogers.
Oh, shit.
Right? And I was a McDonald's dude, but I had a lot of buddies that worked at Roy Rogers. So
okay.
Go there and get hooked up and get the little shortcake.
That's how you know about
it. That actually wasn't made out of cake. It actually had a biscuit on the bottom, and they threw, like, ice cream.
Chris does like a biscuit.
Yes.
Look at Chris.
Yeah, I know those.
He's
I know
rolling
those.
Over here.
Wow, man. The strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Too many companies are getting plugged on this show
so
for free now, man.
Exactly.
We're going to cut this shit out.
Exactly.
I haven't had one of those in forever. And the not yet famous Uncle Ralph's cookies and brownies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a Roy Rogers thing, too.
Roy Rogers owes us. Some bitches.
People
in Ireland are learning about Roy Rogers and drooling over there.
Yeah.
We got listeners all over the world now.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 160 people in Ireland listening to you right now, Jerry.
Nice. Hey, Ireland.
Ireland, right? Yeah. Couple in France, couple in Germany is picking up, couple in Brazil.
Nice.
Yeah. Look at us.
Zipping down the Autobahn.
Couple in Texas.
I haven't made it to the Autobahn
yet. Maybe a couple in New York.
Yeah,
I don't
know. We'll have to go visit one day.
Yeah, right?
Right.
All right. So, Mr. Harper, what's going on with you? We haven't heard from you since summertime, but here you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Same old.
You know, I like to think we're getting into comedy season. You know, like
is this
right
comedy
now,
season?
We're coming out of this summer, and everybody usually
wants
likes
to
get
indoors.
Out to the beach. Yeah, you know. So it's now time to get going again.
Right. it's cold. Everybody's coming back indoors.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, you know, we're in the process
of comedy
of,
shows, right?
Yeah, trying to find some venues to do some open mics to give, you know, young comics like Brian an opportunity to come out there and work on their material.
Brian, have you done any yet?
Yeah, I've done a couple, yeah.
You're here for a reason, right? You're not that new to it, right?
Oh, no, I'm not new to it.
Okay, how long have you been doing comedy?
Probably around eighth grade. I did a talent show.
You were up on stage in front of an audience doing your thing,
eighth
right?
grade yes. talent show.
Yeah, man. That's
brought
where
it out. That's all right.
Yeah.
And you nailed the talent show?
I got second place.
Oh, yeah?
That's nailing it. Who'd you lose to? What did you lose to? I don't know.
I lost to a Mexican girl.
Doing comedy? What was she doing?
She was juggling, right?
She was tap dancing.
Oh, well, you can't beat tap dancing. You can't beat tap dancing. That's cheating.
That was a sympathy vote, dude. You made him laugh, right?
Yeah.
Everyone likes to laugh. That was just sympathy for her, dude.
You think so?
PC bullshit.
You think so? Tap dancing kind of impresses me. It kind of has that
I'm
little...
I'm impressed by it, too.
I'm impressed by tap dancing.
Brian, if you could do comedy and tap dance at the same time, you had that shit nailed, dude.
I don't even know how you would do that.
You saw Elmo do it, you can do it.
Just work it into a joke.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, yeah, when I was in eighth grade, this bitch beat me at the
talent
show.
That's your whole thing
because
right
she
there,
did
man.
This.
And you can say that's why you became a comedian, because of that moment.
Exactly. That's right.
It's like whenever you say a joke, it's like instead of like the drums, it's like the taps from the tap.
But they're on your shoes. But they'll be on your shoes. Yes.
Right.
You control it. See, man? Building you up.
Yeah, see, the trick is having to wear the shoes for the rest of the act.
Yes.
Yeah, because then you would be strolling around the stage just clicking all over the stage.
Or I could team up with her.
There you go. Yeah.
She'll slide out the back. And then she'll run back.
You got it down. All right.
There you go.
Or you can be like really petty, like Michael Jordan at your Hall of Fame speech. You bring up this random dude named Leroy Thompson that no one's ever heard of that the team actually cut Michael Jordan for.
He brings him up.
He brings him up in his Hall of Fame speech.
Puts him on the...
You can bring her up. Be like, you know, this one Mexican girl beat me out, tap dancing.
Well, you're 19.
And all.
That was about, what, right. 5-6 years ago?
Super petty.
Brian, was that about 5-6 years ago, Brian?
Yeah.
Remember the girl's name?
Miranda.
Yeah. Oh, you say it with disdain. Fucking Miranda. Miranda Wright.
How you gonna be a Mexican girl named Miranda?
I don't know.
She got the whitest name, right?
Well, she was named after the Wrights. Miranda.
Yeah,
Miranda. Yeah,
right.
Her dad used to get arrested a lot.
Pun intended.
Named her, yeah, right. 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 Record skipping. All right. Crazy man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So what's your flavor of comedy? What are you into? What do you do?
I do like short jokes, like kind of like a Rodney Dangerfield type of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Little quick one-liners, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You get no respect, huh?
Yeah.
I can't be saying that, though. I mean, there's too many comedians to copy from nowadays, man, or from the past. It's kind of hard. It must be hard to come up with your own flavor, your own style.
Yeah.
There goes the helicopter again.
Right.
Want to pull on that wire there, homie?
Oh, sorry. My arm hit it. Hold on. I got to hang it up on the hammock.
No, it's still going.
No. All right.
I don't know what it is, dude.
I don't know.
Let's see something.
I was thinking about this straw thing the other day.
And
it dawned on me that the government's good. They're trying to take away our straws. Right?
In California.
Well,
the
plastic straws, right?
Yeah, trying to take away the plastic.
He's back to the straws.
I don't see what the big deal is, because I use a rolled-up dollar bill anyways.
Okay.
For most of my straw activity.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, those are going away pretty soon, too, man.
Rolled-up dollar bills?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know, but I'm just saying currency.
Oh. Yeah.
You can't even use cash at an Apple
store, man. Yeah, how am I going to snort my booger sugar with a Bitcoin? That shit ain't happening.
Digital cocaine.
Right.
Somehow. Instagram. Right.
Yeah.
Somehow they're going to make that happen. Mm-hmm. We would never guess Facebook would even be a thing 10, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Right.
I got kicked off of MySpace.
You did?
Yeah. because of a prank, actually. me and my buddy, we were, I don't know, it just grew up, like, in this atmosphere where, you know, we just do, like, horrible pranks to each other and just get away with it. So, he put a picture of some old man's, like, showing his balls as my profile picture. when I wasn't like I wasn't hanging out at the computer, you know, had a party.
That
you know,
kicked off
I had a, party, and then I come back. I wake up the next morning, and my profile picture is like this old man bent over with his balls hanging out. And then I went on hit. I went over to his house and got on his computer, and I put a picture of just a straight dick. Right. On his profile thing, and both of us got like booted from MySpace. Oh, like your profile's been deleted.
When you booted, they give you suspension.
No, they just booted
you're
you.
You're done. You won't come back.
Yeah, that was
take
yeah.
your dick and balls.
Right. Out of there. Yeah. So there was like a year there before Facebook came out where I didn't have any social media.
Poor Chris.
Oh, poor me. Right. Yeah.
Facebook heard about you from MySpace. Don't let that guy in.
He had to go into hiding.
Yeah. Right?
He had to change his whole appearance.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of MySpace. I just got on there just to check people out.
It was kind of fun, dude.
Had one follower. I think he was the owner.
Yeah,
Tom.
Tom. Yeah.
Tom was his name, and he wore like he was old, really homely looking.
Right, he was.
It was just him in his white T-shirt, sitting on his couch. That's his profile pic, and that was it for the whole time. It wasn't like after he made his millions, he didn't put on a suit and tie and change it at all.
It's still his profile. It's out there. MySpace still exists, dude.
Yeah,
MySpace still exists.
Yeah, a lot of musicians and bands use it.
Oh yeah, because you can upload all kinds of different things to your profile.
You know, there's people that are still using AOL.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I did blog a lot on it. Yeah.
Blogged?
I did blog a lot on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
About dick and balls?
No. Most of my blogs were like late night astrophysics thoughts.
Oh,
trying to figure out what is dark matter.
With a picture of a guy's balls talking to you. You fucked that one up, Chris.
Yeah.
So, Bryant, 19 years young. Damn, dude. What year were you born? 99?
1999.
Wow.
At that Prince song.
Yeah, I know. That was too easy, man. You get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah. But I have an old school mindset, though.
Do you?
You can tell by my hair.
Yeah.
Kid in place. Yeah. We'll put a picture up. You'll see it on the Facebook page. But yeah.
Sweet.
You're on Facebook, right?
You're trying to be a comic?
You gotta build up the following, right?
Yeah. I mess with Instagram a little bit.
Yeah.
So what, did you just get out?
I like Instagram better too, man.
Just got out of school last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And then are you doing? You just going into comedy or what?
Yeah, I've been messing with comedy. I've been trying to get a car. Got my bike stolen.
Graduated high school, you get your bike stolen. Now you're trying to get a car, but you're doing a stand-up comedy.
Well, you know, comedy. I don't know if that's going to pay for the car.
Just ask Jerry over there.
Right. Starving artist.
We were just talking about how SNL cast members get paid shit. I don't know how far you need to go in comedy before you make a dime.
Yeah.
You got to go a long way.
Pay your dues, that's for
you,
sure, huh, right? Jerry?
Yeah, you definitely have to.
Still paying them, huh, Jerry?
Absolutely.
You just got to do it for the love
podcast,
of comedy.
This podcast thing, it's no walk in the park. I like to say
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right? Right? Yeah. Eventually, we'll see the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Eventually.
The end of the tunnel. Yeah. Okay. It's a long tunnel, man.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Tap dance.
Right. That's what you need. That's it. You get Miranda to hang out in the background, right?
Yeah, she's your prop.
And then every time that you tell a joke, she does the little drum roll with her feet. She goes, ba-dum-bum.
So wait, Miranda got up there and tap danced. Did she sing too, or just tap dance to a song?
No, just tap dance.
And you lost out to that.
Horrible.
Yes.
Do you know Miranda? She was a girl.
Is she around here?
Yeah.
Where are you from? I'm
from Martinsburg.
She chubby? She's chubby chicken.
Yeah, mid chubby.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
chubby,
all.
She's chubby now, or is she chubby then?
I think she's chubby all the time.
Well, she was tapping. She was stomping her feet, right?
That was pity. Those were pity claps.
She might have been chubby, but she had strong calves. From her tap dancing. That's all her veins.
Do you know her throughout high school and all that, or you just knew her back then in junior high?
No, I think after the talent show, I just looked at her from a distance. I didn't really talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do any other talent shows after that?
I did another one, I did.
Eighth grade, stand up, you moved on. What'd you do next?
I did eighth grade, then I moved to another school, and then I came back with a vengeance.
Another talent show?
I came back, it was another talent show.
Nice.
All right.
And I did stand up once again.
You did? How'd that go? Any more tap dancing?
I didn't make top three.
So you didn't do too well on that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyways, you persevere.
Yes.
Yes. Ask her about her tap dancing career. Find out where that ended up.
Oh, shit. Hey, you never know, man. Miranda, if you're out there, We want to know all about your tap dance.
She's
career.
In river dance now.
Yeah, hey, whatever. Yeah.
She's just in a dark room. All you can hear is her taps.
She's on the therapist couch. Right. All you use her taps. Wow. So is that your thing? You want to be a comic?
Yeah, man. I'm looking deep into it.
Yeah? Have you done any clubs? I mean, is Jerry taking you around here? What are you doing?
I think we did a show inside Frederick, and then I did a show at Daily Grind.
Yeah?
I did it there, but that place is dead now. It's just
was it dead when you were up there?
It was okay, but the last time I went up there, it was so dead it became like a church.
Was that Jerry?
You got a horse in your throat? Or is that a dog in your throat?
I think that was a dog. I think that was definitely a dog. That's
a pretty good impression of a dog, Jerry. Yeah. There's a lot of pet jokes. Yeah. That's cool, but...
Who's your favorite comics?
The guy gave it to Richard Pryor, man.
Yeah. The legend, right?
Yes.
The granddaddy of all this, basically.
Still going back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you anybody currently you follow
besides
Jerry?
I like Hannibal Burris. He's pretty funny.
The man who put down Cosby.
Yeah, he's
the man who put Cosby in the grave.
Yeah, that's the only reason
he started
why I didn't
the
like
whole
him.
Thing, man.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Hannibal.
That's crazy.
The way
that he got busted was busted on a joke. How fucking wild is that?
Right.
Look who he busted, man. Right. I mean, that's like the Mount Rushmore. Comedy.
He said it as a joke. He didn't mean for Cosby to actually get busted when he said it, did he?
I don't know.
I don't
he
think so.
He let the cat out of the bag, dude. I heard it. That was like 5 years ago he let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was about to make a comeback 5 years ago. I remember listening to him on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And
then
all of a sudden, this thing.
Right?
He came
boom.
In.
Boom. And then they were saying that Cosby's stand-up acts, like back in the, like 5 years ago, he was like writing like
new material. He was getting ready to go on tour.
And it was like new material every night.
Yeah, but you were going to
get
it was
like an hour and a half show.
You were going to get a new, older Bill Cosby.
Right. Yeah.
With a new outlook on life and this and that. And then bam. Now he's in jail.
Jesus Lord. He has to do a prison special.
Yeah,
right. Live from Folsom Prison. Right. Nobody's ever been live from prison since Johnny Cash.
Man. It's a shame.
It is. Wow. I heard, you know, that for dessert, they actually gave him like a generic Jell-O. Right?
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Can you imagine?
His first night there. They, just, they went to town on him, didn't they?
He goes, what is this green
strawberry
stuff?
Strawberry gelatin.
Put in the pudding. That was all right. You can work on that, Brian.
Yeah, I'll work on that one.
Yeah. You need a couple. Yeah, you got a couple voices in you.
Who do you do
impressions?
I don't know what I can do. I don't know. I got to think about that one.
I can't do impressions, though. It's all good.
You have a good voice, though, man.
Thank you.
You have a good voice for, you're not even close to the mic. I can hear you pretty well.
Right?
We have another guy who does a show with us occasionally, the sports guy, Jameer King. That guy makes Barry White sound like Mickey Mouse, dude.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah, he gets too close to the mic. We've got to turn his levels down. And everything. It's crazy, man.
Did you ever notice Barry, did I ever tell you about the story about two Barrys?
No,
the Barry White and the Barry Manilow.
You got like those two mixed up? How'd you do that, Chris?
Well, before I knew who they were... You know, I mean, I know all the song. I know the songs from both of them, and I would get them mixed up. And then I looked at pictures of them, and they do not. The names don't match the pictures at all.
The big black dude was Manilow.
Yeah.
And then there's a white guy. All
right, There's a white guy. Barry White should be the white guy, and Barry Manilow should be the black guy.
19-year-old Brian's kind of lost.
But it doesn't really work.
I know who Barry White is.
Yeah.
Do you know who Barry Manilow is?
Oh no.
Well, he's the polar opposite. he's skinny and you know he's like a, he looks like Rod Stewart.
Hey man, he had his time though. He was huge in the '70s, man. The whole Family Guy episode on him, man.
Yeah,
good times. But yeah, do your research there, Brian. We'll come back next time and do a whole Barry Manilow impression.
Yeah,
with some tap shoes on.
You can't expect to bed many women if you don't know who Barry White and Barry Manilow are.
Yeah, that's Chris's pickup line.
That's my baby making music.
He holds
music.
Up two pictures, Manilow or White?
Manilow or White. Yeah, what's it going to be tonight? maybe it'll be Barry Gibbs.
There's more than one Barry out there, Chris. Wow.
Barry Sanders.
More than a woman.
Jerry, you want to talk sports soon, don't you?
Now I'm kind of depressed right now.
You depressed? Why are you depressed?
You know, I call myself the self-proclaimed Wizards expert and all.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You did claim that.
They're like 1-7, but, you know.
The season's young, dude. Yeah, it just started, dude.
you know,
it's just the beginning. My hockey team's not doing too well, but it's just the beginning.
You're right. That's why I keep telling myself.
Football goes by a lot faster. Next thing you know, it's going to be Super Bowl time. And
yeah, well, that was the other reason I'm depressed. My Ravens aren't doing so well either.
No? How'd they do today?
They lost. I checked out at halftime. I was like, you know, you're not going to ruin my Sunday fun day.
For all you sports nuts, today is November the 4th,
yeah,
2018. Right. You want to check all your stats, what happened that day.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently people were losing money.
Yeah. Losing Jerry.
No, I ain't losing money. I'm just losing in fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You play that?
Yeah. You know, one of my buddies kind of taught me into it. Yeah, I don't usually like fantasy because it's too much work.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that?
Since, I guess, the beginning of the season.
I don't even know how the fantasy league works.
Yeah, yeah, you it's basically gambling, dude. Well, you pick, you know, a handful of players.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be putting $4 on it, but I haven't put any money on it yet.
Ah. Well, how are they not kicking any out of the league?
Right, exactly, you know.
You haven't forked out any money.
Just haven't done it yet, and I'm like,
I'll get you someday.
Yeah, right? I get you.
When I get famous.
I'll give you IOU.
Well, there you go. All right. Yeah, you're looking kind of rough there, Jerry. All this bad sports day. Huh?
It's not working out. Depressing, huh?
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster ride. Huh? Next week, they'll come back. You'll feel good. You realize you shouldn't wear their gear the day they're playing, otherwise they lose.
I feel like I should wear the gear because, you know, last time they won, I had my Ravens.
Whenever I wear my team's gear, they lose. So I got to stop, like, even talking about them. Just go play the fucking game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never bet on a man named Flacco either.
Yeah.
It's a horrible name. Flacco? Actually, he should change his last name.
Well, right? Flacco's too busy making kids. I think he had his fourth kid already. And
oh, my goodness.
Ever since then, I mean, the team just...
How many women?
Eight women.
By five women?
Yeah, no.
Four kids, but five chicks?
It's his wife.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty
sure. Chris, put it out there.
He's not living up to the NFL standards.
No.
Chris is trying to go for a Hannibal Buress moment.
he's trying to take down Flacco.
Yeah, and well, NFL.
Flacco, if you're listening, don't take Chris seriously.
NFL standards are you usually have, what, nine kids by... By five different women or eight
by
different
women
or something
nine
like
kids
yeah.
by 10 women.
Yeah, something like that.
One
right?
of y'all.
Yeah. all the money goes to child support. Aren't they paying like most of the NFL's paying like $10,000 a week in child support or some shit?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know. You can't just be in love. He's expending all his chi.
Right.
Yeah.
Chi.
Yeah, it's an ancient Chinese
I'm well aware of
power.
Chi.
Yeah. He's expending it all in his relationship.
Save your chi. We're going to take a break here. Hope she'll be right back. We'll be back with Bryant and Jerry.
Yes.
Stick around.
All right.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HUBSHOW and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
Turns out it's a new industry.
Hub show shooting the shit. That's what we do.
Yeah,
what we're doing.
Yeah, apparently
we figure this is turn the microphones
like,
on. Yeah,
people like hearing other people shoot the
that's
shit.
That's right. So you can shoot the shit along with us. We just can't hear you.
Yeah, because that's the good part.
Yeah,
the good part is that we can ignore the feedback.
Right.
You give us a bad review, we just don't read it.
But we are
doesn't
on Facebook
matter.
And we are on Instagram and we are on Twitter. All that good shit.
Yeah.
The Hub show.
When did the world change? The world changed, and now all of a sudden, becoming. Negative is
world's
popular.
Always changing, Chris.
Well, I mean, there used to be a time of day when you would be like, hey, you need to hear this new band because they're awesome. Now people go, oh, that new band that came out, they suck. And then that makes that person cool. That's trendy. It's trendy to say that shit sucks rather than shit that's good. Social media has made everything negative.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
People spend more time ragging on shit than anything else on social media. They want to rip people down.
I had this idea a long time ago. You know, I come up with these inventions, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I had an idea that Facebook, when it was, you know, first coming out, it was really popular and everything, it didn't have a dislike button. There's no dislike button.
Well, we all want that.
So there should be... There should be the polar opposite. There should be a site that's a polar opposite of Facebook where you just dislike everything, right? Mm-hmm. I came up with an app idea called the shit list. Okay. So I had this I bought this like bug thing for my shop. I'm a woodworker, so I got this shop, and it's infested with spiders. So I bought this like little Ridex thing you're supposed to plug into the wall, and it's supposed to emit some sound, some supersonic sound that spiders don't like, and they'll never come around it again, right? Well, flash forward 6 months later, and there's cobwebs like just built around this thing, and there's spiders crawling on top of it and everything. And that's when I came up with the idea of the shit list. Like if I could dislike this fucking item, right, I would put it on the shit list and say, I would give this a negative review. Right,
right.
And you could do that with like restaurants or whatever you want. But all you do is talk negative about things.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. That's really what Yelp is for. People want to see the negative stuff before they see the good stuff.
Yeah.
And people judge a whole restaurant on two bad reviews, though, huh?
There should be a home for that, though.
A home for it?
Yeah, like a home for negativity. Just put all the negativity in this little corner over here. And everybody can go over here and talk shit, and just leave the happy people over here. Leave them alone.
Like a room full of people.
Yeah.
Social media, dude. What are you gonna do? I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Chris is on a tangent again. Jerry.
Right. Go fuck yourself, Taylor Crampton.
There we go. Thank you. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
That's right.
I think we're way too sober for this.
I know.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah. We gotta catch up with Chris.
Drunk. Right. I'm on my fourth Jaeger bomb. I got three beers in me. I'm good to go.
He is good to go.
Yeah.
And here he goes again.
Let me get my little blow thing out here.
So, Jerry, we were during the break here. Yeah.
Speaking of blowing.
Yeah. The whole relationship thing.
I have a buddy, right, who got a DUI, I guess it's been a year now. And he got the whole blowing go in his car. And it's so funny, too, because you know when he's driving, because he's like in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden you hear, boo!
Right?
Chris knows the feeling.
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's like, oh my.
It pops up at the worst times too.
Right, right.
It's always like when you're at the bank and you're like talking to somebody in the through the little window, you know, like, oh, I want to make a deposit. And it's like beep, 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 beep.
Right.
Beep.
Right.
It's like, oh, sorry about that. Excuse me for a second. So fucking annoying.
Really
horrible.
It's like bank?
And it had a glitch in it the other day. And it was going off like every 30 seconds.
Right.
I had to drive like 20 miles to get to my destination, and I literally just held the thing in my hand, and it would go off every 30 seconds. I would blow in it for 20 miles,
wow.
And just because it had a glitch in it.
Ah.
And then I got to my destination, and when I got back in the truck, I was like, "Well, if this thing does it again, I'm gonna have to take it into the shop tomorrow and get it fixed." And when I got back in, it was fine.
I guess they must be getting their parts from China. Because my buddy must have glitches in his, too, because you hear it go off, like, consecutively, like, back to back to back. And I'm like, how many times you got to blow in that thing?
Yeah. Well, when it's working right, it's, like, once every 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Your friend's doing it?
Yeah.
He's still doing it?
He's still doing it, man.
How long you got to do it for, Chris?
Me? Yeah. I got to do it for a year, too. Okay. But mine is post-punishment. Mine's okay. I dealt with two, three years of bullshit they said I needed to put it in.
You had the gloves on for a while there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I dealt with 2 years of shit before they said I needed to put it in. So,
right. Whatever. Funny thing is, my buddy, he's an ex-officer.
Oh, he's got that.
Yeah,
too.
I'm sure he tried to hit him with the, you know, I was a cop too, man.
I'm
you know?
Sure.
Right.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Like, how are you not going to...
The brotherhood didn't work that time.
Yeah,
huh?
Right?
It didn't work.
So another police officer busted him.
Yeah.
What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
All of them. I think you have to be...
Yeah, he always thought it was the other way around. He always thought the opposite, right?
Right.
He got busted, he wouldn't... He probably thought the same thing.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's like when they were the bullies in high school, and they found a job where they could just continue being bullies. That's what I think it is.
Right.
They just never had to stop bullying. They're like, oh, I can get paid to fucking shit on people's day.
It's a power
this
thing,
is
right?
great.
Yeah. It's a power thing.
Yeah.
Right?
No, don't get me wrong. There's some cops out there that do it right. There's some good cops. Yeah. No doubt. I'm not saying nothing like that. But, I mean, yeah. They're the ones who you know. They put that badge on. They just power trip.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And then they get busted for it. And then they get away. Get off of on it, too. Right?
I tell you. Chris, you just got to start throwing out there that you do stand-up comedy.
It works
open
for
mics,
journey.
It works like a charm, man.
You're bullshit.
One night, I was coming back from, we kept mentioning on our, you know, the other night on our way back from the open mic and kept getting warnings. But I tell you an even crazier story. One night I had, I think I drank a couple of beers. I was drinking like Crown Royal and ginger ale.
Sure.
And next thing I know, I'm living in Berkeley Springs at the time, and I'm driving. And I'm like, it just dawned on me. I should have been home like 30 minutes ago. And then all of a sudden, now I'm like on windy back roads I'm not familiar with. And
right.
I feel like I'm about to black out.
Sounds like you were stoned.
Oh, my gosh.
And, just you know, being honest with
you. I'm like, you know, looking for some shopping center or something. So finally, I see a light. You know, I pull into a gas station, take off my, you know, my seatbelt, you know, I take my keys out of the new, you know, car, and I just blacked out. Boom. Next thing I hear, and you know, I wake up, and it's morning now. And some officer at, you know, my window, and he tells me to roll down my window, which I did. And he's like, "Is there a reason why you're sleeping at a gas station?" And I'm like, you know, well, actually, I got lost last night, and really tired and decided, you know, I'm going to go to sleep and stop driving. He's like, all right, where are you coming from? I was like, oh, I was coming from an open mic. He said, you actually performed? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay.
That was impressive.
Right, you know, and then he goes, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I detect some alcohol, you know.
Of course.
Were you drinking last night? And I'm like, no, officer, no. He was like, all right, I'll be back. And, you know, did the whole license registration thing. And, you know, eventually, you know, this is the closest I feel like I'm, you know, to getting basically locked up for a DUI, right? And I've been pulled over many times drunk, but didn't be able to talk my way out of it. And this time he's like, all right, I'm going to go get my little breathalyzer thing. And, and he's making me do all the tests, you know, and I'm like failing big time. I'm like, oh, shit. And then he's like, all right, so I'm going to just ask you again, where are you drinking? And then eventually I just like, all right, I think I might have had a beer. You know, right. I asked him about, I might have had a beer.
I mean, I didn't kill anybody.
Right, yeah, I didn't kill.
Right,
you know.
All right, you got me. Fine. Right, right. But I pulled over.
I did, right?
I did the responsible thing.
Exactly.
Cooperated.
Exactly.
Yeah, sleeping is a responsible thing.
Right. He's like, you're really coming from an open mic? I'm like, yeah. He's like, let me hear some jokes.
Really?
You know, I hate when people ask a comedian, let me hear a joke.
Yeah, right. Dance for me.
Right.
Dance
you know,
for me.
It's like coming up to a vocalist, like, can I hear you sing? Can I hear you sing? Stop it.
Let me hear your pod.
Right. So I told him the joke, and it was like the worst joke ever. He didn't laugh. I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting locked up.
Is that how does an elephant hide in
right,
a cherry
exactly,
tree?
Right, exactly, right? It's the worst joke
pulled
ever.
Pulled out some weird third grade shit.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. What was the reaction?
He just looked at me like, and I'm like, oh, shit, I fucked up. Yeah. And,
he's like, oh, this guy's a beginner. He's,
right,
he's
exactly. Yeah, right. I see why he's at open mic, huh? And, you know, and then we got to talking, and I think I said something about Italians.
Nice.
And then he laughed.
Wop, wop, wop.
Right, he
give
laughed.
Give him a wop, wop, wop joke.
You know,
I had a flat tire, so I pulled in here. Wop, wop, wop.
He laughed, and I was like, oh, so he's a racist, huh? I know what kind of jokes to tell now.
Yeah, right.
But,
hey,
you know,
why did the Italian man slap his daughter in the face?
I don't know.
To put the fire out on her fucking mustache.
Nice. There you go. Never heard of that one.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Good, Chris.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. I got myself in trouble on that one, actually.
Oh, yeah. the reverse?
Huh?
The opposite?
Yeah. Well, a guy, I told that to an Italian guy, and he didn't like it very
much.
Oh,
there you go. Was he a cop?
No. Okay. He was on the pool team, and then he gave the ultimatum. He was like, either Chris goes or I go. And then the team kicked him off.
Oh, yeah. Canfield.
Obviously. I'm Chris Canfield. Please. Can't fuck with this.
Mr. 8-Ball.
cue ball.
Right. Paper straws, baby.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're taking some notes here, huh, Brian?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Brian Dozier's still here with us.
Hey, we were talking about Halloween.
Yeah,
I've noticed that this year it seems like a lot more people are participating in Halloween than other years. Have you picked up on this?
I live in
a
suburban neighborhood. They were out just like they were the past year. They were out. I had a bag of 200 pieces of candy, and I handed out 200 pieces of candy. I handed them out individually.
Yeah.
See how I thought it would last.
Really?
No
individually?
Way.
One piece at a time?
I was testing. There's no way 200 kids coming through. Maybe 150. Man, I had to shut down. There's still kids coming. I had to turn the lights out. Like, I'm all out.
Really?
You know, at least you want an apple or something.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, this neighborhood I'm in is usually just dead. I mean, I've had the one year I did hand out candy, I had like 3 people come up to the door. Right. And I live on the corner, like by the exit. So it's like they don't. If they are in the development, they don't want to walk this far down,
right?
To get to.
So
anywhere.
What happened a couple days ago?
A couple days ago, I mean, the streets were just littered with people. I mean, really? There was people everywhere. Adults were dressed up as zombies and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, and I left and had to run down to the liquor store.
Yeah.
And I pulled out of here. I went to go back out, and then I was cruising down the street, like going 10 miles an hour or something like that, whatever the car drifts at, right? I didn't have my foot on the gas at all. Right?
No, just please
leaving
don't
it,
tell me.
Just leaving it drift.
A couple Spider-Mans, what
no,
happened?
No, just like every yard I passed was like, every yard I passed was people going, slow down, slow down.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, no,
right?
Man. It's Halloween.
Don't tell me to slow down. Get out of the road.
There was
zombies, like, coming out in front of the truck. I had to hit the brakes.
Brian, you're 19. When's the last time you trick-or-treated?
Some of us have to get to the liquor store.
Were you out this past week?
Yeah, I went out.
You went out trick-or-treating? You're 19 years old?
I go undercover.
Yeah.
Undercover. Yeah.
I think I went so realistic that they didn't realize what I was. I went out as like a blind man, and I was playing it all. And they're like, they're holding me down the stairs.
On the wrong day.
That's great. He had the stick and everything with the sunglasses, just tapping on the...
It was the end of a golf club.
Brian, you serious? Brian, you serious? You went trick-or-treating?
I went to this rich neighborhood.
As a blind man.
Yes.
He's that's in character.
I have a bad neighborhood.
You probably got pity candy. You got extra candy, right? That's great.
Hey, I don't like the candy nowadays, though. It's terrible. They're either too small or they're off.
Oh, you want king-size candy bars? Yes, that costs money, dude.
Yes, that's why I travel.
I can't hand out 200 king-size candy bars. I hand out Smarties and Nerds.
Peanuts. Peanuts and those little orange peanuts.
Oh, the orange marshmallow peanuts old people give to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate those, and I hate the they'll give you candy, but it comes with weird flavors. Like, I got a Snickers bar, but it was cappuccino flavored. It's like weird stuff.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with flavors?
They got all exotic. Now, yeah, you had a complaint, Chris.
I did. I was in Sheets.
Speaking of candy.
I was in Sheets aisle the other day. And I'm just walking down the aisle, and I was like, kind of, I'm not a big candy eater, right? But I'm strolling down the aisle, and I glance over, and I see Junior Mints. And now they make them, now they had Junior Mint Minis in a box. And I was like thinking to myself,
they weren't small enough.
I was like, how did they miss the opportunity to not just add another Junior? It should have just been Junior Mints, right? Mm. So somebody advertising fucked that up.
Shit, they make you just go,
right?
And then I kind of got into it, right?
Then I dug in a little bit because I'm waiting on my food to get cooked. Right. So I'm sitting there looking around. they had a Hershey bar that was candy corn flavored. How do you take all the flavor that's awesome in a milk chocolate bar, mm-hmm. and then you replace it with the flavor of cornstarch? Candy corn, it tastes like nothing.
Do like 3 or 4 candy corns.
Candy corn doesn't have a flavor. If anything had no flavor, it's the water of candy.
That's pure sugar.
Wax.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's wax.
Wax with some sugar in there.
Right.
Yeah, and you're going to make a Hershey bar taste like that and think you're going to sell any? You think so? You think it worked?
He stood in the aisle of Sheets and just said this shit.
I said this to like a stranger. Was like, look at this shit. Look. You think anybody wants to buy this? Like, this doesn't have
He's
any
got, like,
flavor.
In his hand.
Like, candy corn doesn't have any flavor at all. And then the lady beside me, she just kind of like, you know, gave me one of those like quiet nods.
Yeah,
because
she had like 6 of them in her bag,
dude. Like, this guy's crazy. Right. Okay.
calm down, pal. Right. Go have some coffee.
Yeah, I'm getting all worked up about
candy corn.
I bet you his arms were crossed the whole time as he was looking at
them. No, Chris was putting a whole. Chris was pointing at things. What about these over here?
What about these? Look at this.
He was judging them and looking at it. Looking at
how are you not going to just add another junior in front of it? And they didn't even have to spell out the whole. They could have spelled out the first junior.
That's the drug
and the second
right
one
here.
Could have just been the JR period.
From the middle of the sheets and criticizing the candy on Halloween. What is this shit? Yeah.
This is horrible. This is the world you kids live in.
I know.
Just behind them you hear, sir, your food's ready. Sir, sir, sir.
Yeah.
I'm mad about these junior men.
Right. Yeah, my wife was actually giving me shit the other night because I actually took the candy corn Hershey bar off the table and threw it in the bag. Some other candy that I was going to give away at a vendor show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was calling me up. She was like, I saw you took the candy corn Hershey bar.
She wanted
you bring it back.
she wanted it?
Yeah. Well, she wanted my daughter to try it. So she took it out
Chris,
of the
some people like candy
she
corn.
She took it out. She took it out of my bag.
Deal with it, dude.
And left it on a table for my daughter. I picked it up, threw it in a bag, took it to my vendor show, and I gave it away. So she was pissed with me because I.
And then the vendor, then whoever got opened up the bag was like, what the fuck is this? Somebody put this piece of shit in my bag?
Some lady actually comes up to my table. She's like, oh, candy corn Hershey bar. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And she says.
That's because she wanted to sound interesting. She just didn't want to say that it sucked.
But back up. Is it mixed with chocolate?
I don't know.
What's in there?
If memory serves me correctly, it's actually white chocolate.
With some candy corns in the middle of it.
With some candy corns.
So there's some chocolate going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just one big candy corn bar.
And I remember
I didn't open up the pack. I don't know what it looks like. I mean, the best part about eating candy corn is just eating the colors off of it, right? You just eat all the like little white tips.
Chris is over there chewing on food like, I don't have to pay for it, but I don't like it, right? Taste testing your candy bars over here, sir.
I feel like once you left,
this was an outrage.
I feel like once you left, the wife came in and balled it. That's neat.
I know. That's exactly what she said too.
And you hated on it.
Yeah.
Right.
How about you, Brian? What kind of? Well, you got shitty candy. What's good candy to you? Obviously not espresso Snickers.
I like my candy cold. I like Reese's Cups.
Mm. Frozen, right?
Yes.
Well, no one's handing out frozen treats on Halloween. Start chucking them at you.
Whenever I get all my candy, I just stick it in the freezer.
Yeah, of course.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
Yes.
You know.
Reese's are awesome.
And in the commercial, they always bit out the middle. I have no idea how they ever did that. That always stumped me. Right?
I think they stuck
their finger through it.
You think they poked it with the finger and then just licked it off the finger?
I think I tried it once.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
I have eaten Oreos like tons of different ways,
that
right? You just eat all the cream and just put the candy.
That is, to me, the best candy bar is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's my favorite.
And I love a plain old Mr. Good Bar. That shit's awesome, dude.
Huh.
Right? You don't have to go espresso and all that crap. You know,
you ever try the weird candies? Have you ever had a 100 grand bar?
I've had those. I've had all that stuff. Yeah, dog doesn't like it either.
Right, 100 grand
candy corn.
What's in a 100 grand bar?
I think it's just like a Snickers bar, but they just
it's different name, different shade, different.
I don't know anything about actual candy bars. I've never had a candy bar.
So you're all about the Junior Mints, the candy corns, the Milk Duds, the stuff that comes in a box.
Yeah,
you can eat while you're driving.
I eat Skittles and Starburst.
Skittles, man.
And,
I can't do too many of those, man.
Skittles, Starburst.
Starburst
M&Ms.
Are all right, but.
And I don't like peanut. I don't like peanut.
So you're not
flavor.
Big on chocolate.
I don't like peanut butter. And I'm not a big
you were just
guy.
Talking about Reese's Cups.
You were talking about Reese's Cups.
You were talking about
I was talking about
them.
The commercial.
Oh,
that was me.
That was he.
I know, but I figured it comes from eating them.
No, I don't like it. No, I don't
you
like,
don't like
I
peanut
don't,
butter, dude?
I don't like the flavor of peanut butter, but I do like black licorice, which is odd.
I like black licorice, though. I do.
Yeah.
About two shows ago, we had a little drinking game going on here. We got to pick a number. The bartender's Bible. Shay's not here tonight, so we can't do it. So we choose a number. He goes in and makes the drink on the next show.
Right. And I try to make it all fancy, like I'm Tom Cruise in Cocktail. You know?
He tries flipping bottles that broke them. But anyway, we did the Blarney Stone, number 45 out of the book.
Oh, yeah.
About three episodes ago. And I tell you what, that shit tastes like black licorice. That was good.
The black licorice was the absinthe. It had absinthe in it, and it was absinthe, Jameson, and
the doctor
orange.
You're breaking it down for us.
It was Jameson, orange, and absinthe. And absinthe tastes like black licorice.
Right.
Yeah. And that absinthe is the shit that, you know, Van Gogh cut his ear off with when he was drinking it. It's like 135 proof. It's stronger.
Yeah, he gave us the whole background, the history, everything.
Yeah, right? and then
just couldn't tell us the history of black licorice.
Yeah,
where did that come from?
And then one of our co-hosts had a very interesting evening on the way home.
Oh yeah, she did.
We won't go into that. We'll respect her.
When it rains, it pours.
Right.
Yeah.
My mother loves jelly beans, and
I like jelly beans.
Yeah, but the thing is, I hate the black jelly beans. I always believe. Yeah, I will always leave that black jelly bean in the bag.
Man, that's good stuff.
So just a bag full of black jelly beans at the end.
Yep. Brian, no black jelly beans for you either.
I don't even know. You can't say nothing about
you guys are racist, man. That's all
there. You're talking about the candy car bars, and you're bringing up black.
You guys are being racist against your candy, man. It's fucked up.
I hate this bar.
Black licorice.
Yeah. I had this theory. If you want to make anything negative or bad, just put the word black in front of it, right?
Yeah, and there you go,
black
Jerry.
Black cat, black jelly bean.
But here
black
you
hole.
Are the one hating on black licorice.
You racist bastard. Do you like white chocolate? Yes, you do. Look at you.
You know, I don't have like cravings for
it. About Black Friday.
But I will say those Hershey Kisses with the red stripes in them. Yeah, I can eat a bunch of those.
There you go.
They put red stripes in the Hershey Kiss?
Yeah, it's like white chocolate.
Hang on, we're talking to milk duds over here. Chris, you don't eat Hershey Kisses? You don't know anything about candy anymore? Chocolate?
I don't know nothing about no stripe in a Hershey Kiss.
They mixed up the white chocolate with the milk chocolate. Ooh,
like a swirl.
Yeah. And it looks just like that when you take the wrapper off.
20 of them back to back.
That's like that Napoleon ice cream.
Without the strawberry, yeah.
You know, it was until I was like 32, I called it Napoleon ice cream, and then I found out it was Neapolitan.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, me too. I think
that's
I did.
That's the ice cream they break out at like an 8-year-old's birthday party. Yeah, somebody, who wants vanilla? Who wants chocolate? Who wants strawberry?
Right. I would eat all of the strawberry and vanilla and just leave like a slice of chocolate on the side.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't like chocolate.
Yeah, I didn't eat the chocolate at all, dude. I don't know.
And I
actually used to get mad when my dad, he would put the cap on the ice cream backwards so that the chocolate melted on top of the vanilla. And I would get in his ass about it. Like, hey, don't turn the lid on the Napoleon ice cream.
These two dudes really don't like black licorice. A lot of people don't like black licorice. But you don't like chocolate? Do not like it?
It's just too rich a flavor.
There's
too much flavor
chocolate
in it.
Chocolate milk?
No.
Chocolate ice cream?
No.
I'm learning as I go here, Jerry. And my co-host. You're fucking fired.
Nope, no chocolate.
All I know is during Halloween time, I'm not coming to his house.
Now if we take some Hershey syrup and we put it on like a nipple or some sort of breast area or a stomach of a lady,
really?
I'm all about it. I will get in. I will dive in face first into that chocolate. But
okay, but still,
but chocolate that, but in any other gonna, in any other
you're not
like,
getting the boob chocolate at a Friendly's ice cream shop.
Yeah, but any other
how many times
chocolate
been,
in any
how many
other
times
form.
You've been kicked out of restaurants for ordering that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
what else we had?
Listen, this would taste a whole lot better if it was on your nipple.
All right, security. Yeah, that's right. All right, Brian, that's what podcasting's all about, dude. Let it out. Back to you, Brian. You're working the stand-up thing. You're getting started. You're pretty comfortable up there on stage.
Yeah, I gotta say a joke and get some laughter. And that's the whole point.
Once
I get the laughter, I'm like in it, and I'm like, yes.
Oh, okay.
19 years old. Have you dealt with hecklers yet?
Oh, no. I've been getting advice from Jerry to see what...
How he handles it?
Okay. Yeah. I saw him handle it one time. He did it really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Jerry your mentor? You travel with Jerry?
Yeah, he's starting to take me out to places.
You're Jerry's kid?
Martin March was the best with hecklers. Oh, Martin March used to destroy hecklers. Like, hey, on Def Jam, Comedy Jam, he used to fucking kill them, man.
He didn't even wait for them to heckle. He'd just go off on a crowd, just see some chick, you know, with a, you know, bunch of hair
Big
weave
bird.
And be like, you know, some horse in, you know, New York City is feeling real naked right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. That Def Comedy shit was so good.
You got anything coming up, Brian?
Not really. I mean, I'm getting ready to. I'm actually going to a film academy in New York.
I know that's at. Yeah. You're going to go there to study?
For acting and stuff. And then I want to come back for screenwriting.
Yeah. I did a lot of that when I was out in L.A. Yes. I dabbled in a bunch of that stuff. That's cool, man. It's a grind, but hey, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're a young cat. 19, man. The whole world in front of you, man. That's right. Do what Chris does. Stay single.
It's hard to get women. Especially with this hair, you can't get a girl.
With
really?
That hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't understand. I don't. Really?
You just got to go for the older chicks.
Again, for those listening, he's got hair like Kid and Play. You know who we're talking about.
The worst part is you can't get a... Young girls don't know who Kid and Play is.
So really?
Yes, I'm like...
Yeah, that's the problem.
I like Kid and Play, and then they're like, who?
But you're 19. Do you like Kid and Play?
Oh, yeah. I watch all their stuff.
The whole house party thing?
Yeah.
So that's why you have... How long have you been wearing your hair like that?
Probably for like 8 years.
Really?
Yes.
Because you saw a house party and thought...
Well, no, my brother had it. Then he got rid of it. Then I was like, I'm going to steal it.
You continue the tradition? Wow.
Yes.
Wait, well, so 8 years? Chicks are turning you down?
Yeah, I haven't had
it. You haven't changed it yet.
I think it's more my personality than what I look like. I think I'm really awkward.
You have a girlfriend?
No. Yeah, I talk to women, I get really awkward.
Here's what you need to do. You need to go to singles night at like an old person bar, right?
Old person
like
bar.
Where people are like in their like 40s and 50s and it's like singles night and they're there hanging out. All you got to do as a young kid is just go up to any woman in their 50s who's hot, kind of hot, and just say, "Hey, baby, you're beautiful," and she'll just treat you like a when you're done, she'll come out with like a wet paper towel and just clean the shit up and just be like, "Here, honey, you stay in bed. I'm gonna go and cook you breakfast." She'll just treat you like a king.
I thought I'd come in, I'd bust in the smoke.
They just love the fact that they get the young men. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I did when I was in my early 20s. Yeah. Early 20s was nothing but women in their 40s. Yeah. And then it becomes a flipping point. Because women in their 20s, they're all stuck up in their own head and they think that life is all about some magical...
Play it on us, Chris.
Some magical situation.
Bad influence.
Yeah, right.
How about you, Mr. Harper? What's up for you, man? Anything in the works? 2019 looking good?
Yeah, trying to put some shows together, man.
All right.
You know, and
the struggle is real, huh?
Yes, yeah, it's real. But, you know, like I said before, you know, I got some stuff coming up. But as it gets closer, I definitely come back out and plug.
Plug, plug.
Yeah, hey, put some shows.
I am the plug. Plug.
You're the plug?
I am the plug.
You're the plug?
Oh, that's a song.
I know you're singing it. I hear you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we love having you back here, Jerry. Make yourself
it's a pleasure. Always
much
a pleasure.
Much more of a regular YouTube, Brian. Come on back. I want to hear your stuff. Are you out there on social media? Where can we see you, hear you?
I'm on Instagram a little bit. I haven't been doing it that much. I mean,
like with video or just
I've been doing a little bit of online skits there on Instagram.
Who are you on Instagram?
You can check me out at the Nutty Crew.
The Nutty Crew?
Yeah, we're like I try to make like a group.
Oh, you're part of a little troop?
Yeah.
How many of you are there?
There's about like 3-4.
And just spell just like that, the Nutty Group?
Yeah, Nutty Crew.
Is it that or just Nutty Crew?
Just Nutty Crew.
On Instagram.
It took a long time to think of that name.
Are you guys on you guys are on Facebook too?
We're just on Instagram.
Instagram's the place to be.
Yeah.
Anything on YouTube?
Trying to do some different stuff. That'd be cool.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys do skits? What do you do?
We do like
some Monty Python stuff going on.
We do like minute skits.
Yeah,
I mean we haven't been doing it that often, but
so there's some more funny connected to you. Some more funny people.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
What do you mean? You're the best of them. What are you?
No, right. they're not into what I do. They're kind
they
of
don't
like,
try.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we know how that goes, right? Okay. Some people just that's great. You can have a podcast. And they don't show up. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you know how that goes, man. It's a grind, man.
It is.
It's a grind, but the hustle is real, and Jerry knows it. I know it. Brian,
stay on
the grind, dude. Stay single, dude. Yes. Keep your hair. Some chick's going to dig that. You just haven't met the right one yet.
That's it.
Right.
Blow her fucking mind.
Right.
Oh, I know Kid and Play. You know. Yeah.
Let me rub my fingers through it.
Yeah. Is that the tallest you've grown it?
Has
it gone any taller than that?
It's probably the highest.
Highest.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. Dude. Nice. What do you do? How do you keep it up?
Not with the headphones.
When you wake up in the morning, it doesn't look like that.
No, it's right? It's all messed up. I gotta sneak into the bathroom and grab my mom's products. I gotta get hairspray.
Yeah, you mousse.
I gotta get the blow dryer.
Right?
Yeah.
You
just keep combing it straight up. Is that how it works? Yeah.
I get yelled at differently. I just get yelled at for using all the hairspray and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More than your sister. You getting brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got a couple brothers and sisters.
Couple brothers and sisters.
Yes.
How many you got, dude?
I got like three. I got three
of each. Or just
no. I got one. I got one, two brothers and one sister.
Anybody else doing comedy? Or just you?
No, my brother plays bongos.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah,
sure. Like bongos. For, wait, he plays bongos shirtless.
Yeah,
like what? Really? For a band, or what does he do?
No, he goes on the streets.
So he does like a hippie circle.
Yeah,
like he goes.
Is he part of the Nutty Crew?
Oh,
he
no.
should be. That'd be dope.
He should be the spokesperson.
Part of your act, dude. Yeah,
he's the only one that's a real nut.
Yeah, but you come with your own. You come with your own music and everything.
And then after he goes, I'll get Miranda to come back with the.
Yeah, dude, you gotta. If you had to get a hold of Miranda, could you do it? She's out there.
I'd have to search for her.
We're gonna find Miranda. Right. We're gonna find her.
We're gonna
make her tap dance. All right.
I feel like you're kind of forcing her. Like she's like, no, I threw it away. I don't tap dance anymore.
Dance,
like,
damn it!
No, come back. We need you.
Start shooting at her
things. Like no, please, I don't do it anymore.
Like Yosemite Sam, just start shooting at her feet, make her tap dance.
Right? Yeah. Like Seinfeld, like just cutting it off, like when at his peak.
That's right.
She just like stopped tap dancing at eighth grade.
After I beat you, I know. After I beat you, that was it. I never wanted to touch
that'd be her fame to claim.
Right.
Claim to
beat
fame.
Beat Brian Dozier.
But she just hangs up the tap dancing shoes.
Right.
She's proud of that. She's a picture of you in the wall.
The shoes are actually like the laces are tied and they're literally like hanging on a thing.
You know, power lines outside your window.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever do that? I did that one time.
I did in the Army. Boots. Yeah, a lot of people do that when they leave the Army.
I did it at my old job and when I worked in Florida.
You threw your boots up over the power line? No,
we were cleaning out one of the storage bays.
Right.
And the boss had some shoes in there. So I took the boss's shoes and tied the laces together and chucked them over the telephone
wire. Still wearing them?
And they were on the telephone wire for like 5 years. Like nobody ever took them down.
Who's going to get up there and get them? Dude?
Right. Yeah, there was another time like we took the
of course the reminiscence.
Yeah, right. Now reminiscent. But we always used to like after work every day, somebody would like go, well not every day, but a couple times a week anyways. Somebody would go across the street to 7-Eleven and buy like a, you know, the they buy like a 20 pack of beer, 24 pack of beer, right? Mm-hmm. Come back over and we'd all like sit on the tailgate and just shoot the shit and drink beer. There'd be like five or six of us, right?
Right.
So we'd all sit there and every time that somebody had an empty can, I'd grab it, crush it, and throw it up on the roof of the building. Because in Florida they have flat roofs.
Sure.
So there was like 5 years worth of beer cans on the roof of the building.
You're a professional grower.
Yeah, so they came the air conditioning went out in the building and the people came to like fix the air conditioning and then they had to retar the roof. And one day I came into work and all the beer cans were just like 5 years worth of beer cans scattered through the parking lot. I guess they must have
from the storm.
They got up on the roof and they just started tarring the roof and they just were just tossing beer cans out in the parking lot and the parking lot was just filled with beer cans.
There you have it, Brian.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's what we do here on the Hub Show. Just give you some comedy fodder. Work on it. Take some notes.
Yeah. It's a beer can bandit strike again.
That's it. Right. Yeah. Well, hey, I want to hear more about your bongo brother. What's his name?
Brendan.
Brendan.
Yes.
Is he good?
Does he make money at this?
He does different stuff. He does like reggae.
I know. Is he good?
He's mostly down in Shepherdstown.
So that's not far from here.
Okay. Yeah.
We need to have him on here, man. Can you get him on here with you?
He's a street performer?
Actually, he does
that's what he calls
himself? Advertisements for the Smoking Head.
Oh, that's cool.
He did some advertising.
Come over here, man.
Yes.
Can you bring him on here maybe next month?
Yeah, I can probably bring him on here.
All right, we'll get you back on here with the bongo brother. That'd be cool, man.
Maybe we can do a little bongo session.
A Christmas bongo session, right?
Right.
Who does that?
Right. Christmas bongos.
Christmas bongos. Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Brought to you by Jerry Harper. Yeah. See, man, got your own show now, dude. Yeah. All right. The Hub Show, we're going to wrap it up. We're out of here. Jay, for Chris. For Mr. Jerry Harper and for Brian Dozier, the Bulldozer. All right, good luck to you, buddy.
Bulldozer.
Take care. Yeah.
Boom, that's your name.
All right, we're out of here. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast.
You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.